Welcome to Reactivators, the podcast where we review video games from inside video games. Reactivators is a magical device that allows us to travel into the world of any video game. We react to the games we invade. Every week on the show, we bring a guest into the Reactivator to give them an opportunity to see one of their favorite video games from a new perspective. We are Reactivators, you Muppet. If you like this podcast, hit us up on Apple Music with a 5-star review. We appreciate you and we love you. And check out patreon.com/supernpcradio for additional content from us and all your favorite video game podcasters in the Zoo Tycoon crew. I'm your host, Mr. AAA, the COD King, Nick Banana Costanza. And joining me as always, my fearless co-host, the Mock Man, Baby Tyler Schnupp.
Thank you for saying Apple Music. You've been saying iTunes for a couple years. It has not been iTunes for even longer than that.
Yeah, I've been saying it for like 3.5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I learned from our guest, the Demon Master, last week.
Okay, let's not... We can't be referenced... For the listener, we've been banking some apps, and maybe they're pretty close. And let's just say we're going to be pretty referential to things that pretty recently happened, and that's okay. It's actually allowed
to reference the canon of our own show.
Mm-hmm. What's up, dude?
I feel nervous in front of our guests. I have to be honest. I know, they're so funny.
Can I say this? I noticed you were, because you've been, that was the most, what am I trying to say? You've been doing the intros weird lately, and that was the old way to do it.
Well, here's the thing. I was trying to think of an angle on it, and I didn't land on one, so I didn't do anything different. And then I think maybe I was compounding, I'm so embarrassed right now, but no, I'm gonna power
banana
through.
Stuff too.
Yeah,
because my Nick Banana is,
nobody knows my nickname Nick Banana, so when I say it and I don't really like it, it feels weird, but yeah. It's cool. Baby Tyler, how's games?
They're good. I beat a fire giant in Elden Ring.
Okay, how many hours are we in this game?
I'm too embarrassed to say.
Upwards of 20?
Upwards of 20. A little more than that.
Upwards of 40?
Yep. Yes. 110.
Upwards. Oh.
I think it's also, oh. But no, it's this playthrough. It's 110.
Tyler, that is like double what I would have guessed at maximum.
It's 110.
110.
It takes a long time to beat the fire giant.
Wait, what's your guy's name again? Your character?
It's Ty Lord.
Okay, but not Schnipples.
No, that's from a different game. That's from Baldur's Gate 3. Ty Lord Schnipples lives there. Ty Lord, I think, is just a traditional medieval name.
Right. Yeah. I think so. Did you heard a lot of that at the Ren Fair the other day?
Yeah,
right?
I heard a lot of that at the Ren Fair. A lot of Ty Lords going around. A lot of how's games for you?
Games is good. I'm in a medieval phase myself, playing Baldur's Gate. So I got to Act 3 as the Dark Urge. That was a big deal for me.
That's huge.
And normally, when I get to Act 3, I think, wow, this is immediately too much. I'm done playing this game for a couple of months. But this time, I felt enthused to keep playing.
Cool, dude.
Because my sorcerer is so cool, and he can shoot lightning bolts, and he can do the lightning. He can do call lightning, and then he can get lightning as an action, so that if I use hasten or a potion of speed, I can just keep using lightning, and it doesn't use any of my magic points.
Oh, sorry, I was falling asleep really quick. I have to no, and see, the guests don't understand that Nick did this to me last week because I was talking about Elden Ring again.
Oh, the guests don't understand how rude you're being right now. Yeah. After I so graciously listen to your talk about Elden Ring today. Again.
Bring the guests in, please.
Oh my gosh. Tyler.
Yeah.
We have two first-time guests two fantastic guests, the hosts of the podcast Just Chompin. One of them has a lot
wrong.
Oh, shoot.
See, he wrote it down. He wrote it down. He read it verbatim.
Chopin?
Chopin. Chopin. Chopin.
Just Chopin.
No, it's Chompin.
That's what I said.
No, you said Just Chompin.
What's it called? Oh, it's... Wait, it's...
There's a difference.
There is.
It's Chompin.
It's Chompin. It, yeah.
Okay. Whoever said Just... in the, before we started recording this huge
move for the record.
Yeah, whoever said that really implanted it in my brain. So I'm sorry. Tyler, we have two fantastic first time guests, the hosts of the podcast Chompin. One of them has a lot of credits, and the other is just happy to be here. In that order, Sophie Delaney and Jess Euler, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you for being here. Sorry about that flub.
Never.
Oh, I think it was perfect. And if they really want to find us, they will find us.
They will.
Yeah. That's true.
I also love the intro. I love the Cod King. So.
Oh, yeah, I want one.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah, okay. Me too.
Huh.
Nicknames?
Do we? You want them from us?
I think so.
We could assign them at the end or the beginning.
At the end.
It could be informed.
I think I'm going to need more material. Let's wait till a little bit later. Okay. But we'll keep it in mind.
Keep it in mind, because that's what I want.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do
Here's
it.
Here's what we'll do. We like to mine your persona from your words, as this is a podcast, and we use a lot of words on here. Mm.
Do you have one that you would have chosen off the jump?
I have animals I like, because you guys were a lot of animal-based nicknames you had for each other.
Yeah, baby Tyler and the Cod King.
Cod King.
I guess Cod.
Cod King is what I heard.
Cod is a fish, Nick. Yeah.
They do think fish. I forget that not everybody's hardcore leak gamer.
No.
No.
Big fish.
Big fish out. Yeah.
That's how it should be. Call of Duty is.
Well, maybe this will help.
Stuff.
It's great. I love all of Call of Duty's games. And you know what? I don't think they're problematic at all.
They might be a little.
I don't remember them that well.
Okay.
Here's a question I'm going to ask that will help us figure out your gaming personas.
Cool.
How's games?
Games is good. Nice. I'm going to jump in first because I just rediscovered. Actually, Soph bought me. Tell them.
I found an old Game Boy Advance SP that I had like forever ago that like I brought back from my parents' house in Chicago. And I was playing games on that. Jess had been really into like looking for Pokemon Snap.
Do you guys remember Pokemon Snap?
I own it on
N64. Oh my gosh, I might have to come over and play. I love Pokemon Snap.
You see that TV right there in the corner?
You sure do.
I'm bringing that all around the house. That's the only way to play N64
wow.
games.
Heck yeah.
But anyways, I love Pokemon, and then I was like, I want a Pokemon game for that little Game Boy you have, and then Soph got me like this game that has like 45 games on it.
I think someone like just programs those Game Boy Advance. It was like an Etsy guy who he was like, I'm making it now.
Oh,
like
nice.
That. So it's like four different Pokemon games on one. It's not Snap, but.
No, it's Pokemon Ruby Red.
That rocks. I do love Ruby that. Red. That's, you got an emulator. I love that stuff. I'm a big pro emulator.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't know it, but I do have an emulator because it was not just Pokemon. Super Mario was on there. He put a ton of stuff on there.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. But I just like finished the final four, which is actually five because of Gary. And now I'm past that. I beat them. But I can't catch Mewtwo because I wasted my Master Ball.
What did you waste it on?
Oh, wasted on Zapdos.
Oh, no.
You guys can't be mad at me because I haven't played in years, decades even.
Yeah.
And then I got excited when I saw Zap and I said, oh my gosh, I don't want to work too hard for this. And then immediately I saved the game and I said, you were a fool.
And ain't that just the way?
Mm-hmm.
You took the easy road, huh?
I didn't.
So, I mean, you're going to have to catch him with an ultra ball.
But even the ultra ball, like Mewtwo looks at me like, you freaking dork. Like, you think you're going to get me with an ultra ball? And I'm like, yeah. I thought so.
Yeah. Those early games, Mewtwo is like one of the weirdest catch rates. It's so difficult to catch.
He's nasty and rotten. Okay, but how's gaming going for you?
Sorry, I'm sensing a nickname already.
For me?
Oh my god.
But how's gaming for you?
Gaming's good. Before Jess really hunkered into the Pokemon, I was playing, there's like that original like Super Nintendo Mario game. The one where like with like first like Yoshi first comes.
Super Mario World.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I ordered that one. I've been playing that.
That rocks.
It's great.
It's the best one.
Do you ever like to play as Luigi?
No, I don't.
I love Luigi. I think he's so handsome.
But the way he jumps, yes. It's too inconsistent. You can't. He's cooler. I like him more, but his jumps are too unpredictable.
Now, maybe I'm misremembering Super Mario World, but I believe at least in the first few Mario games, Luigi and Mario were just palette swaps. That's what I like the most. I like when they move exactly the same. I actually agree with you, Soph. I do not like when Luigi does his wobbly jumps. Mm-hmm. I get it. They're trying to make him have a different thing. No,
I sort of love when he's a coward beating up Gus.
That's fine.
Yeah, he can have that.
He's pretty famous for that. He's become, I mean, not more famous, but maybe just as famous for beating Gus' asses.
Yeah. Is this real?
Yeah.
Was this in the movie?
Yeah, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Which we saw.
Nice.
I know he's canceled, but I laughed at Bill Murray. I laughed.
He was the best.
Hey, we can't get into it.
Listen,
he
was very funny.
Did he laugh? Yes.
Yes. Did he have the best two scenes of the movie?
Yeah. No.
The first scene, and we really can't get into it.
No, we can't.
But the first scene he was in, I was laughing so much at him not saying anything that it was actually making me mad at the rest of the movie because people kept talking and I didn't laugh at anything.
No, you're absolutely correct.
My favorite, and we really have to stop after this, but my favorite part of the movie is when Dan Aykroyd was like, I haven't smoked since like 94. And then Bill Murray was like, proud of you now, proud of you then.
Yeah. Great. And he's the only one who could deliver that. But again, we can't be talking about
this. Yeah, we can't talk about it.
I watched this movie less than 2 weeks ago. I do not even remember that part of it.
Oh, and I'll never forget it.
Wow. And we have to stop. But Tyler, what's your favorite part?
I guess when I saw him at the Hollywood Farmers Market.
In real life?
Yeah.
BM?
I saw his old ass there.
Wow.
So you're kind of a bully.
What? To Bill? Oh, I'm not allowed to be a bully to Bill?
Okay. Bully to Bill.
Okay. This guy's out in basketball shorts with no shame. Shame on him.
Yeah.
But then we got to be mean to Adam Sandler, and we just can't do that. If that's the rubric we're judging people on. You know?
I guess you might be. Well, yeah. Well, it's not just the basketball shorts.
But yeah, I can't just be the basketball shorts.
Not just the basketball shorts, but.
It ain't helping. I'm wearing some right now.
Are you? Mm-hmm. That's so fascinating.
Nicknames. I think Jess, you kept using the phrase nasty.
Yeah. Nasty.
You also talked about using your master ball. How about nasty ball?
I don't think so.
Okay. Okay. It's a first pitch.
Yeah.
It's just a first
nasty
pitch.
Nasty ball. You go.
Do you know that Game Boy SP you have? Probably worth some money.
For real?
Not that you're going to sell it, and I hope you don't. I love a Game Boy Advance. I miss mine. I wish I never sold mine. But that one, that specific model, goes for some money.
What are we talking?
Yeah, what are we talking?
You could probably get $250 for it.
Whoa.
Not enough money, in my opinion.
Yeah, this thing is really paying dividends in the home.
Yeah. No,
it's good to know.
This is what I'm saying. I hope you never sell it. In 2 years, that thing's going to be at least 300.
So can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay, I got a Princess Diana Beanie Baby.
The purple one.
Yes, do you think that's worth some money?
Princess Diana Beanie Baby. It's got to be worth probably, yeah, pretty, I'd say about 250 as well.
Yeah, I'm not, that's not worth, that's not enough money.
$2.50.
$2.50.
No, it's probably more than that. I bet it's worth $20, but I do think the Beanie Baby market has really crashed.
Yeah, Prince Harry looked bad.
When did that happen?
So the story with Beanie Babies, if I remember correctly, is that it was almost like penny stock manipulation or something. It basically was like an overinflated value just because of the people who produced Beanie Babies. And when people realized that they were just little toys with no value, much different than, say, a Lego.
Oh,
the value definitely went down.
Can I confess something?
Yeah.
I've watched every Beanie Baby movie and documentary there is, so I know all of this.
Have you seen the one about the guy who like blew up his family for Beanie Babies?
I have not seen that one, so I lied seconds ago.
I think it's just on Vimeo, but it's this guy who like turned, like literally like flipped all of his businesses and was like, our family collects Beanie Babies. And they would like, new Beanie Babies would drop. They would go to all different parts of like the different stores, have different clothes so they could buy different ones. And like he got so obsessed and then the bottom fell out. And like he's doing his confessional one-to-one in this huge warehouse with all these Beanie Babies behind him. And he's like, my family fell apart. We don't talk to my dad anymore. And he's just like, I'm hoping they come back around because like it's sunk cost at this point.
Yeah.
Dang.
I think Nick starred in a similar documentary, but it was about Funko Pops. Is that right?
Yeah, this is a kind of a misnomer. I don't really like Funko Pops that much. I don't actually have one physically.
What is a Funko Pop?
They're boy, I wish I had one to show you right now.
He lives in a warehouse full of Funkos.
No, I got Legos for days around, but no Funkos. Funkos are, you've seen them before. They come in those rectangular plastic boxes. There's like, they represent every kind of media brands. There's like the entire Walking Dead cast. They got the black beady
eyes.
Oh,
the big old the heads?
Big old
yeah,
heads.
The big heads.
Big old heads, okay. Yeah, I know what a Funko Pop is.
Yeah. My...
Wait, I have another question.
Great.
Yeah.
The internet has told me that if you cut those heads open, there's things inside them. Is that true?
I think it's, I mean, Nick?
Yeah, I've been doing some experimentation on that front, dissecting them for science, and I haven't found too much yet.
How many?
I found a couple of brains and one heart.
Is this real?
Yeah.
Is this real?
No.
This was in the Manny for Modern Family Funko Pop you own.
Yeah, my favorite character in all of media.
It's that and Brockmeyer for him.
Yeah.
Those are big get. That's a big get.
Big get.
Is Brockmeyer that Hank Azaria show?
Yeah.
That's funny. That's very funny.
Yeah, just the Beanie Baby.
Ooh, just the Beanie Baby. Oh my god. Maybe I don't want a nickname.
Okay, and then Sophie, we're gonna get to you with the nickname here because
take your time. I mean,
because all I got is Sophie SP.
Oh my god.
Spoofy.
Yeah.
No,
Spoofy.
Spoofy's closer.
Spoofy. Yeah, that's closer.
Okay.
And then I'm just Beanie Baby.
Well, I mean, it's not. Yeah. We've got till the end of the episode.
Nasty Beanie Baby.
I'm not the bald Beanie Baby.
I think Nasty Ball's still on the table.
Honestly, hearing it again out of my own mouth, yeah. I said, I don't hate that.
Yeah.
You could be like that guy from the Wu-Tang Clan who has like 50 names.
Yeah. That's what I want.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, Tyler?
No, I'd like to just say chow to this. And I meant to show you this, Nick. I got a little chow.
That is adorable.
He's from Sonic. It's a child.
What does he do?
Well, you can sort of take care of him like a baby.
Oh, I love that.
And they can die.
And they can die.
And they can reincarnate or not. Or they can just die.
As themselves or something else?
Yeah, kind of both. They can become Chaos Chow if you really put a lot of time into the game. If you want to turn a Sonic game into a baby simulator.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which people do, and it's quite popular.
Sonic the Hedgehog. We talking?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. No, is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Sonic Adventure 2 specifically. They appear in 1 before the trolls come after me. But really, the mechanic was established in 2. So
it's perfected in the second 1.
It's time for a classic segment. Oh, it came up last week on the show as a huge fan favorite. It's time for the Tinder Bender. Welcome to the Tinder Bender. I'm your host, the Cog King Nick Banana, and I want to talk to you about this segment where I'm in love.
Aww.
Oh, Nick.
I am so deeply in love with Minthara from Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh, my goodness. Sophie, Jess, are you familiar with Baldur's Gate 3 at all?
I'm going to look her up.
Yeah, right? I'm not, but I love love.
What's her name?
Minthara. Minthara. Here's the thing. She's mean. She's kind of nasty herself. She's a drow, which is a dark elf.
It says this is Dungeons and Dragons stuff. This is the Dungeons and Dragons video game.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
She's stunning.
And like she is a paladin.
What's that?
So she
they got an oath.
Mm-hmm. She's an oath of vengeance. So she sees wrongdoing, she has to smite it.
Oh my god, I feel that way.
You like a paladin?
I have an oath for seeing things that are wrong and saying, not in front of me.
Okay.
Okay.
Revenge oath over there.
Revenge oath, not in front of this guy, is what I say when I see when I see people doing the nastiest things they do.
Catching with a nasty ball.
And see, I like that she's let herself go gray, and I appreciate that.
Gray, that's blonde, babe.
That's or not blonde.
Gray, oh, it's gray.
I actually agree with Jess. I think it is kind of blonde.
I think it's white blonde.
Oh my gosh, it's just like the dress.
Yeah.
Is it blue? Is it gold?
This is
signed off in the chat. That's gray.
No, that's white blonde.
I've been playing a lot of it. I think it's white blonde. I'm sorry. And Tyler, if you really want to go to bat for gray right now, this is your
opportunity. Well, I'm seeing some picks that do show blonde, but
it's gray, in my opinion.
Well, she can know if, you know, as the aging process kicks in, if she wants to go gray, she can pull it off. So that's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. And she is an immortal dark elf, so she probably won't have to do too much aging. However, I will. I'm a mortal man. Dragonborn. And here's the thing, I gotta tell you, I was not intending to date her on this playthrough. My other dark urge, my other character, is actually dating her already and dumped his Get the Yankee girlfriend Lazelle for her, and then my character now dumped his wizard boyfriend Gale for her, and I wasn't gonna do it, but she's so compelling. And yes, she did try to genocide a village of innocent tieflings.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh no. Are you all elves?
No. No. There's actually a lot more to it than just elves.
Yeah, elves are certainly a part of it, but no, she just tried to kill a bunch of innocent people, but it wasn't completely her fault. Here's the point of the segment. I need some pickup lines because I feel like even though we're dating, I want to keep the romance alive. And I thought it would help to have a real life couple give us suggestions.
Okay.
Okay.
And you want a pickup line for someone you're already dating, just correct, to be clear.
Okay. I got one already.
Great.
Okay. Look at her and say, would it be crazy if we made out?
Wow.
Huh. Cause that gets me every time.
Would it be crazy? Is that the necessary part?
Yeah, it has to almost be like it just came to the mind.
Oh.
Be like, would it be kind of wild if we made out? It has to be like that. And then I have another one.
Okay.
If you're not ready.
I got one.
Okay, you go.
According to her wiki, she's into passive soul branding.
Correct.
So you could say, hey,
wait, what is that?
It's allowing her to get, grant herself an ally of additional FM movement fire damage on their next attack.
Okay, mm-hmm.
It's
thank
like
you.
We're playing
I
real
understand.
D&D over here.
Yeah, practically.
Okay, what is it?
So I'd say, I know you're usually into passive soul branding. How about we move into active soul branding?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Just not so much.
I think soul branding scares me.
How about I'm self?
But that's normal to her.
But passive soul branding. How about drop the P? You got my attention,
Nick.
Passive
isn't a word.
It's not a word, Nick.
Okay,
you gotta shoot big. You gotta shoot big.
Yeah.
You could say, "Is that gray hair?"
Is that
kind of gross?
Well, because I was like, "Don't ever don't ever comment on a woman's appearance."
Mm.
Okay. So I actually said that's not the way to go. You could go, "Would you rather me have an animal head and a human body, or a human body and an animal head?" She'll start talking.
That's good.
Yeah. And as a dragonborn, I do have kind of an animal's head.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can look up dragonborn and you'll see it. But yeah, I'm like basically a muscular lizard man. I do have long claw-like fingernails and a dragon's head, but I'm not technically an actual dragon. I'm more like a lizard.
Okay.
But what's the difference is my question.
My understanding, and this isn't like the thing I'm the most well read on.
Okay.
I believe that dragonborns are magical creatures formed in eggs and turn into dragonborns in the eggs. They don't breed with each other. There's some kind of magical infusion from some kind of draconic source.
Wow.
Okay, I'm also reading here. When spoken to, she will quickly identify the party as a fellow true souls and reveal that she believes the druids are hiding powerful weapons. So she's going to read you right away.
Yeah,
you know, the line's not going to matter. It's just going to be but you got to start the conversation.
And by the way, and this is true, and it also doesn't affect your relationship at all. The only way to really recruit her, if you're a good guy right now, is to run up to her and punch her in the face and knock her out, and then wait for 20 hours in game before she shows back up again, about to be tortured, and then you can rescue her.
I don't like this.
We got to rewrite those rules.
Yeah.
I need an email.
She's part of the goblin leadership.
I thought she was an elf.
She's a drow, for God's sake.
I can't go through this again.
Wait, so what's a drow?
That's a dark elf.
So she's friends with the goblins.
Yeah, she's kind of evil. But then if you talk to her, it's not all her fault. And she's like,
no, I'm excuse me. You think I'm mad at her? I'm mad that you hit her. I'm not mad at her. I was never mad at her. I don't understand why you are hitting her.
Because otherwise I'd have to kill her. And I don't want to do that.
Can't she be left alone?
She can.
What if she doesn't even want to be a dark elf?
Don't get to. Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
Sure, there's a kid. I mean, listen, I chose to be a dark elf. Tylord Schnipples, guy who sort of sounds like me, but is a different guy.
Yeah.
He's a dark elf. He's a drow. And they fell in love.
Wow.
There's other characters that you can fall in love with. There's plenty. But Minthar.
Lazelle hits you.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's the elf?
Oh my god. No, she's a Gith Yankee.
She's more like a frog person.
She's a frog person.
Whoa, what does that look like?
I'm writing down Gith Yankee. Possible nickname. Okay, keep going.
Okay, okay.
Sophie Yankee. I'm just playing with it.
Yeah, just testing it out. Okay. There's another the person that me and my roommate both into it, and we both have our own separate girlfriends in the game. Mine is, of course,
cool.
Well, we were dating the same person for a while, and it got a little. We were like,
I bet.
We can't do this.
Yeah. Wait, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Is she attached to a? Is she attached to a real person or just no?
No.
She was just there.
No. She, my roommate.
No, like the girl you guys were dating.
Oh, the fake person. But mine is of course, Karlach, and she's of course a tiefling barbarian, and she's really cool. And there's a whole storyline you can't really smooch because she's burning hot.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
She was a bartender at Cheers.
Correct.
I won't lie. I tried to hit on her on this playthrough, and she was like, "No."
She said no. Yeah. But, well, she's actually in a committed relationship with me. But my roommate is also dating Shadowheart, and she's sort of moody, and she has bangs.
Oh my gosh.
Well,
that does sound that hot.
Yeah. And she is, and Shadowheart is an elf.
Oh my gosh, and I love that. Okay, so you make your own character, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I not only want a nickname now, but I want to know what kind of character I would be. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Paladin's already there. Revenge Oath.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. So we got an Oath of Vengeance Paladin.
Okay. Which I don't, or is that a, I don't know what you guys are saying. And maybe I'll just do my own research.
Okay. But that's like the class you would be, because you can be wizard, barbarian, species different
than wizard.
Then yes, you can be a dwarf wizard.
Whoa. You could be
cool.
Dwarf, elf, half elf, dragonborn, githyanki, human.
Boring.
You could be a human.
You can.
Yeah.
And I would half never orc. Do that.
No, what's the point?
It's not that you'd be half elf. That's half human, half elf.
Right.
You could be a gnome.
Why do you want to be human?
Halfling. That's halfling. Like Hobbit.
That's Hobbit. Yeah.
I'm cool with elf.
Okay.
All right. Elf with a revenge oath. Cool. Yeah.
Okay. I'm on the Dungeons and Dragons name generator website. Let's see. Elf names. How about I want to pick a really good one. This is genuinely how I create my character names.
Okay.
How about Aurora Sage Singer?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
I do it a little differently. I give my name, my guys cool names like Tylord, Schnipples, and Sax Dwarf. He's a dwarf who plays the flute, not quite a sax. But
if we're also based on Aurora Sage Singer, if we're going back to those initials of your first joke.
You can call me ass. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. I think that's good.
Love it.
Wow. We did it.
Yeah.
I guess I got some great pickup lines. So mm-hmm. that ends my segment. I'm jacking out.
That's from a Mega Man game. Then we
recently, sure it is.
Yep.
Mega Man Battle Network.
Actually, from Mega Man Band.
Is Mega Man the blue guy?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's blue.
Mega Mind?
No, I was thinking Mega Mind at first when you guys said Mega Man.
And I never seen it.
Oh my gosh, it's
not bad.
Not something I remember at all.
No, but it's fine. It's like take a nap to that movie.
It's a good guy.
Tom Cruise?
No, Brad Pitt.
Oh, Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
And Will Ferrell's Megamind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. It's funny.
Okay. Well, speaking of funny, on to my segment. So I sort of mentioned this in the last episode as well. I've created a game and character. A lot of people are saying that I sort of ripped it off, but I don't think that's true. The game and I've created is, of course, called Antonio Pigeon Professional Scooter.
I'm so excited to see if our guests understand the name reference.
I'm understanding nothing.
Antonio Pigeon Professional Scooter.
Yeah. It's a lot of people are saying I rip.
Wait,
off,
I got it. I got right? it. Yeah, Tony Hawk, right?
Tony Hawk Pro Skater. Yes.
Yeah.
This is sort of a different game.
Say the name again.
Antonio Pigeon Professional Scooter.
Got it.
Hmm. This is a character I created for a game that's completely it's new. It's not ripping Tony Hawk off at all. Mm-hmm. Antonio Pigeon is a 12-year-old scooter phenom. And they're making a game based off of him. And I need a soundtrack.
Yeah.
I've sort of like because I mean I don't want to do too many comparisons to Tony Hawk, but I mean those soundtracks, I mean they defined a generation.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're looking for tracks?
And I'm looking for tracks. What would be a video game soundtrack now? Who are like
huh? I was going to start singing.
What were you going to sing?
Antonio Pigeon.
Okay.
It's a whisper.
Yeah,
it's a whisper at first. And then it's like, Antonio Pigeon. Antonio Pigeon. Antonio. And then it it's goes like a full series.
Yeah.
That's okay. Cool. That's very, I like this. We have an original track. Right,
and then it goes into a full screen where it's like,
that sounds pretty good.
That's really good.
Screamo,
and then Antonio is in the game kind of hearing it and going like, oh, it's so loud, I have to skate it out or whatever you call
scoot
it.
It out.
Scoot it out.
We actually don't say skate in the game. There's not a skateboard in sight.
You play scoot. You get S-C-O-T-T.
Mm-hmm.
O-O-T.
Yeah.
Are you? Are you?
We won't.
For bands like Silver Thumb.
See, I mean, would a 12-year-old be into that? Would the new generation be into that?
Get them into it, you know.
I guess that's true. I mean, I'm willing to give it a shot. I mean, you got Papa Roach on Tony Hawk 2 specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
How about Mama Grasshopper?
Mama Hopper.
Okay.
Mama
Hopper. I understand what we're doing.
Good Catholicism, or
yeah, no, it would be
good
sports. This is the opposite of religion.
Yeah.
Good. Wait, good sports.
Bad religion.
Bad religion.
Bad religion.
Oh, I see.
I mean, do I get Antonio Pigeon in here? I don't know.
Oh, I'd love to meet him, actually.
Okay. Antonio. Hi.
Hi, Antonio.
He's Tony. A little shy.
That's okay. I'm shy, too. I get scared a lot.
Cool. He just said he's not going to say a whole lot now that I think he's just sort of going to. I don't know what he's up to. He hates Nick. This I do remember.
Yeah.
Why do you hate Nick?
He's sus. He's suspect, you say, Antonio.
He said sus, actually. Sus. That's Zoomer
slang. I can feel the tension already.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel bad. I really try to reach out. All I did was ask him a question about himself. And now, I learned a whole Z-lennial reference just for him. And I feel like if I drop it right now, he's not even going to appreciate it.
Mm. What is it?
Intrigue.
Ooh, I've never
Skibbity
seen
toilet.
What do you say?
Oh,
what
Skibbity
you say?
Toilet.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but Antonio's loving it.
This is, and I swear this is true, one of the biggest memes of the world that no one I know knows.
Skibbity toilet.
Yeah, it's like video game footage zooming in on a toilet, and then a guy's head pops out of it, and he says Skibbity toilet. And kids think, I'm telling you, kids think this is the funniest thing they've ever heard in their life.
I believe it.
Now, would that count as a song? With all these TikToks and videos, it's just 30-second, 15-second chunks of things. Would that count as a song, Skibbity Toilet?
Kind of sounds like a ska song, right?
Yeah.
If you put it on repeat a couple times.
Yeah.
A skibbity toilet. A skibbity right. toilet.
Antonio Scooter. What's his name? What's your name?
Antonio Pigeon.
Oh, Pigeon. I'm so sorry.
He's shaking. He's so nervous.
I am like, why is he shaking?
Well, he's a pigeon.
Yeah.
Pigeons is one of my favorite animals.
Is that true?
Is that true?
It's very true. I also like moon jellies.
Why do you like pigeons?
Pigeons, I just think, like, people are like, ew, but I'm like, no, they're pretty rad.
Wait, what's a moon jelly? Is it like
a jellyfish that doesn't sting?
Oh, safe.
Safe. And they'll live forever if you leave them alone.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because it's just, what are they made of? Electricity?
Hey, knock it off.
I heard the saddest thing about pigeons where they were like essentially like the aristocratic folk were like supposed to be like, these will be like our fancy pets. And they're like, we don't want these anymore. And now they're like these defenseless birds who like can't fend for themselves because they're like, we're not here to live in the wild.
Wow.
Yeah.
The aristocrats.
Me and Soap together.
Yeah.
Okay, skibbity doo.
Skibbity doo.
Skibbity doo. Skibbity doo is a pretty good nickname.
Yeah.
Good.
Moon jelly is too. It's too bad you got nasty ball so early.
Yeah.
Well, I think I've at least got one song on the list.
Well,
no, I got other ones. You could do Linkin Park, one of their songs.
I have, so this is a clip I see a lot.
Yeah. It's
the only time I listen to Linkin Park now. The end of Transformers.
Yes.
Whoa.
I was hoping you were going to say this for real.
So take that one.
What is the song that plays at the end of Transformers?
Is that What I've Done?
Yeah.
What I've Done.
But then it's Optimus Prime talking to...
that could be a song.
Yeah.
Just Optimus Prime talking as well.
Talking about...
Oh,
it could be Optimus Prime singing that Power Man 5000 song.
Are you ready to go?
Oh, that's actually really fun.
You're ready to go.
So, what's his name? Antonio Pigeon.
Yeah. Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Pigeon.
Scooter King.
The songs in Antonio Pigeon. If Antonio, I'm talking to you directly. If you're cool with this, I actually think you should get like famous like guys like Optimus Prime to like re-record your favorite songs.
Mm-hmm.
Sonic, re-record your song fun. For you. Yeah, Ash Ketchum records a song for you. You know what I mean? Kind of like that.
Yeah, I guess that sounds cool.
Okay, whatever. Okay. I wasn't trying to be your friend anyways.
He's like a preteen. He's kind of sassy sometimes.
He's a little sassy, but I think I think he does like it.
Okay. Sorry, yeah. I like started down.
Oh, he's writing it down. He's writing that idea down on the back of his scooter.
Mm-hmm. On the back of his scooter? That's like real estate.
Yeah. That's big for him.
Yeah, that's huge. Okay, we're friends.
Oh, that's why he doesn't like me, because I asked what kind of scooter he had.
that's a dumb question.
Right. Stupid.
He was embarrassed.
Yeah.
Sorry. I get that.
Well, and I think maybe we get the theme song for Minecraft on there. We should be pretty good. I think that's a good soundtrack.
Yeah, but played by Rage Against the Machine.
That could be good. Now that's an idea.
Cooking
Rage Against the Machine. Happy for the opposite of machine?
Like ocean.
It's the ocean for sure.
Happy for the ocean.
Jacking out.
Wow, a couple of wonderful segments we've had so far in this episode. We have even more to talk about, but first we have to take a quick break before we come back to talk about our game of the week, Pokemon Red. We'll be right back. Bye.
Would you kindly pick up that shortwave radio?
I sure don't want to,
but I will.
I'm Atlas, and I aim to keep you alive by telling you about Super NPC Radio's upcoming Bioshock Games Club series, only at patreon.com/supernpcradio. Would you kindly do that?
I didn't want to listen to an entertaining and funny Games Club series about the original Bioshock before, but now I simply must.
Would you kindly listen to the Games Club? It's available at the $5 DJ Toad tier with new episodes every Friday.
Weird. The more this guy asks us to do stuff, the more I want to do it.
Same. I might have to subscribe at the $5 DJ Toad tier at patreon.com/supernpcradio after all. Look, it's our friend Otacon.
Sure, Mr. Atlas. I'll piss myself, but only because you asked me specifically to do so.
I didn't ask you to piss yourself.
And we're back. Pokemon Red version was released in 1996 for Game Boy. I had to do an intro for it, but I love this game. This was the second video game I ever got. That's the end of the intro.
Whoa. Oh,
everybody loves the game. Mm-hmm. And it sold a bunch of copies and it made a bunch of money. Jess and Sophie, I understand that Pokemon Red is one of your favorite games. One of your favorite.
Okay,
one
okay,
of
our okay, favorite okay, games. Okay.
I'd say it's the most present game in both of our lives at this moment.
Yeah.
Okay, that's let great. Me say this. I understand that we had a little bit of difficulty with choosing a game for this episode.
Yeah, it's hard.
Can I just get a little breakdown in what the conversation was that occurred behind the scenes?
Well, Sophie and I have two different like things we want out of games, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so my games are kind of like, one, I also have like a very bad memory for what things are actually called. So okay. I think I brought up like Crash Bandicoot, and remember that little sock puppet, like he was brown and it looked like he was crocheted.
Yeah. Sackboy. But no, from the Little Big Planet.
Yes, Little yes. Big Planet.
That's that the character's was... name.
His name is Sackboy.
Yeah.
Sack boy and nasty balls. he was like big for me, and then Pokemon just overall was big for me.
Mm-hmm.
But then Soph likes games that are like skill based.
I mean like Tony Hawk 2 is probably my favorite yeah. game, but like I was like a big like Nintendo 64 Super Nintendo kid, which I don't know, were you?
Name the games.
I mean, like GoldenEye, Mario Kart,
yeah.
or like yeah. Donkey Kong Country. Yeah. Like those were all like huge games for me as a kid. But
Smash Brothers.
Oh, I like Kirby.
Yeah, Kirby rocks.
Yeah, Kirby rocks.
I don't know if you can see it. Well, I'll show you with the camera. That's a big Kirby in the corner over there.
Whoa!
Isn't that huge? Oh, that is huge, and I can see him or her.
I think it's.
Are him. They gendered?
Yeah,
I believe Kirby is gendered.
Yeah, and we really don't want to get on the wrong side of gamers with this.
Mm-mm.
No,
I bet that is a real fear.
Probably, yeah.
Probably.
I can't imagine.
Let's end. We don't bring up Bayonetta on this because of that.
I don't even know what that is.
Couldn't.
Tyler, please explain.
Well, she's actually a witch, and
I like witches.
She's a hot lesbian witch who has guns in her, her high shoes. Heels.
Yeah.
Sick.
And people are mad shoes. At her?
There was some controversy with the last game that came out because the voice actor was trying to be like, they kicked me off of this game. Can you believe it? They weren't paying me enough money or whatever. And you're like, oh, that sucks. And then more information comes out and she's like, the reason they kicked her off is because she was like very anti-trans and like donating.
Yeah, cool.
Like, yeah. So
that's crazy.
Some of these gamers didn't like that we were talking about this at all. So
yeah.
Yeah.
And so this... for us, a trans couple to be bringing yeah. it back up with you guys is probably...
By all means, you can come at me.
Probably. You're welcoming it.
Sure.
We have nice listeners now.
They
weed themselves out. So
yeah.
Okay. Also for the nasty listeners, I'm gonna can I talk to them directly?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From my nasty balls.
From nasty balls. Don't be so nasty. No, you don't need to be nasty.
It's all made
up. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah.
I think that's a great message. You don't need to be so nasty. We're all here having fun.
We're just trying to be in the room, you know?
Yeah.
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 So Pokemon Red is a great video game. This is the second video game I ever got in my whole life, because the first game I ever got was Pokemon Yellow. I love that game, but that game is way harder than this game, because in Pokemon Yellow, you get Pikachu first and you have to beat the rock gym first.
Yeah.
It's like impossible.
Yeah, that's because once you start playing, you really like, and I was like waiting until the end when I really started to be strategic of like who I was letting out, who I was like keeping in. I had like 3 water Pokemon. You have like 6 Pokemon you're like in the rotation of. I had like 3 water Pokemon. I was like, what am I doing? Like, this isn't what. So I feel you on that, because I was a little disappointed that Pikachu wasn't really an option. Because again, my memory was like, oh, I played this like 2 decades ago, like when I was like 5.
Yeah.
5. Probably more like 12.
Oh, Antonio Pigeon Age.
Yeah, kind of when I was in my Antonio Pigeon like
era.
So yeah, I feel you on that, because it really, once you start doing that math, you're actually you can become a Pokemon master fairly quickly.
It's true, and if memory serves, it's kind of like an easiest to hardest is the 3 choices you have for starters at the beginning. You can do Charmander. If you get Pokemon Red, I'm assuming most people who get that one want to do the fire Pokemon. That's actually kind of the hardest option, because you don't have type effectiveness against the first 2 gyms.
Yeah.
Whereas
I did
Bulbasaur is the easiest.
I did Bulbasaur.
Did you?
Yes, I love Bulbasaur. I think he's grumpy in a way that I can relate to.
Yeah, he is cool. He's and
who would you be your starter Pokemon? All of you.
Detective Pikachu.
No.
Detective Pikachu. That'd be me too.
No.
He talks like he sort of talks like Danny DeVito.
No,
it's pretty
cool. I want the Ryan Reynolds version. That's my pick.
No, I want the Danny DeVito one.
Yeah. Well, who's yours?
What for what?
They already took 2 different picks.
Deadpool. I don't know. What? Give me some options.
I should have chose that. Oh, I should have chosen.
You can always choose Deadpool in whatever you do. Life hack. You can always be Deadpool.
Oh,
did we all watch the new trailer that came out today?
No, I saw that it was out.
I haven't seen it.
I've never
good?
Seen a Deadpool movie.
Really? They're so real. Good.
I feel like I've seen every single one.
You have? Well, as we've been together.
X-Men Origins Wolverine?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, then I think you probably have. He's been in 3 movies, I think.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Maybe I've seen him in some stuff. Maybe I've seen the first one. I don't know. I didn't see the second one.
I want to love those movies, and I think I like them fine, but I'm telling you, I was on the forefront of this movement. If you caught me at St. Luke's Church in Federal Way in 2008, you'd hear me saying, this guy Ryan Reynolds should be Deadpool.
For sure.
They referenced him in a comic before he was cast. I think that's part of the reason that he wanted to be that part. But I had this comic where somebody describes Deadpool as looking like a Shar Pei mixed with Ryan Reynolds. And I was like, yes, it's the perfect casting. I told everybody.
You can't really argue that it's not. Those movies are like insanely successful. It's like, I think that he's the right fit for whoever is into that genre of movie.
And the problem I have with him is that he did steal the role of Detective Pikachu from Danny DeVito, who maybe should have done it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then the twist of the movie is changed. Can we talk about this? Can we talk about the end of Detective Pikachu?
We've seen it.
Yeah.
For the listeners, skip ahead 30 seconds.
A half hour.
Just skip the rest of the podcast, actually. Ryan Reynolds is literally Pikachu in that movie.
Yeah. It was crazy, because my Pikachu growing up had no man voice. And so Detective... Wait, is Detective Pikachu... Oh. Is Detective Pikachu like a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a video game before it was a movie.
And he talked and was like,
he talked like this. He really did.
That scared me.
That is true, though.
And he's different than Ash's Pikachu.
Yes. Yes.
And did something fall on him to make him detect the Pikachu, or did he get bit?
I think he got bit by a radioactive Danny DeVito.
Yeah. I think that's probably true.
So just Danny DeVito.
So Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Ash hat.
Going, heck? Oh, okay.
I'm trying. Sorry, I'm thinking of a nickname. Ignore me.
This is my favorite Pikachu fact: the Ash Ketchum Pikachu. That Pikachu, a lady from Japan does that voice, and she records the line Pikachu every single time Pikachu has a line of dialogue. There's no reusage in Japan, so she has been for like 25 years at this point saying the word Pikachu in every different way imaginable.
Just because she believes in herself, or
I think for a paycheck, but
I heard she was saying it in the mirror before she got the role.
If you say Pikachu in the mirror for 25 years, he comes out of the mirror.
Yeah. It's like a Meisner technique or something. If she's trying to find all these different ways to communicate Pikachu.
From the cartoon, I know this, that like Misty and Jessie were played by the same actress.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Heck. And like, it's like Jessie's just like a little more like nasty.
Nasty Jessie.
Do you remember Jesse and James, even more eviler counterparts, Butch and Cassidy? That's a thing I always remember from the show.
I don't remember this.
Do you remember? So do you have any Pokemon experience at all, or no?
Well, at first, no. I'd say Jess has like been rewatching Pokemon occasionally, yeah. And I'll be like in the room watching it. I've learned a lot through Jess, so it's like an aspect of our relationship, I'll say. But prior to that, not really. But I'm loving what I'm hearing.
Can you do the whole Pokemon rap now?
Yeah, she can do it.
The song?
Yeah.
Yeah, all 150 of them. Or just a section.
I like the theme song, where it always makes me laugh when he goes, "Oh, you're my best friend."
Do you know, there is a soundtrack for the show that I used to own as a child, and I do bring it up every now and again, because the voice actors do, like, there are songs they just made up for the album that are not in the show at all, and they are bizarre. There's one that where Misty is falling, does a love ballad to Ash. Does not exist in the show. It's weird.
Wow. I want to hear that.
It's pretty funny.
I want to hear it, but that's just not.
There's
right.
Just no oversight on like what they were making.
I feel like the show even teases sometimes Misty and Brock kind of being like, "What do we do with each other?"
Yeah, but like he's a perv.
Oh my god,
Brock?
Love Brock.
You love he's Brock, great. Don't you?
Why is he a perv? You think
he is in the show,
ladies?
No, he just he likes the girls.
Okay,
babe, I just like the girls.
Do anything crazy?
Okay,
he just likes the girls.
Jess, maybe you'll agree with me on this, and this is a canon opinion I hold.
Okay,
I think Officer Jenny is the sexiest voice I've ever heard.
Okay, Officer Jenny is kind of top to bottom in personality wise. Her and Nurse Judy, like both of them, I'm just kind of like, why are we acting like they are the story? Put the camera on both of these women and all their sisters and all their cousins.
Let them rip.
And let me watch. But yeah, I'm like, I haven't really paid too much attention to her voice, but when I put it on, I'll probably watch after this podcast. I'll pay attention.
She kind of talks like this. Ash, you can't do that. That's illegal.
Oh, yeah, that's very sexy.
Agree.
Ash, you're going to prison for marijuana possession.
What is that?
It's one of the banned episodes. Ash gets arrested for drug charges.
Oh,
it's bad.
For drug charges.
The CD I was referring to is called Pokemon Number 2, Letter B, Letter A, Master. To be a master.
I thought it was Let Her Be. Like, take off of the Beatles album.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people consider it just as classic me.
That Letter B, that's on the Antonio Pigeon soundtrack.
Yeah, there we go. This is filling out nicely.
I wanted to tell a Game Boy SP memory. I still remember the day I got my Game Boy SP. It was 2003. We went over to a family friend's house.
Madam Webber.
Maybe it was Christmas or Christmas Eve that I opened it. And I got this Game Boy SP. I was so excited, but it needed to be charged. I had to charge it and leave it at my house while we went from Federal Way, Washington to Puyallup, Washington, which is 30 minutes away. And then I had to spend this whole time hanging out at this house just thinking, I wish I was playing my Game Boy SP.
Absolutely. Could you have, at the house, could you have plugged into the wall, though, and played off the
power source? I wasn't like smart enough for that. But I do remember watching Seventh Heaven that day.
Blech.
Yeah, I know. That was all that was on. I'm with you.
I've never seen an episode of that show, and that's something I'm very proud of.
Yeah.
I've seen clips.
What was, like, your first game for the SP, or one that, like, jumped out to you?
It was, in fact, Pokemon Ruby.
Whoa, my God. That's what you're playing, right? Or you're playing Red.
Are you playing Fire Red?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Because earlier you did say Ruby Red, and I assumed it was Ruby, but Fire Red makes sense.
Yeah. Who's to say which one I'm playing?
Yeah. Who knows what this guy made?
Is there a Pokemon following you?
No.
In the game? No?
No.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you're just playing Red.
I'm trying to look this Pokemon up, but it doesn't. Oh, is it trash?
Oh, wait a minute. No, you may. Is that Garbivore?
Oh, that's Garb.
This is a different Pokemon with a slightly similar name. This is G A R D E V O I R.
G O R V E D.
It looks very different from the pile of trash you just showed us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah, she's got sort of an ethereal beauty about her. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it crazy? I thought you were talking about the trash one.
Yeah, that's the one that all the fandom thinks is so beautiful.
I will say I'm a purist, and I like the 150, 151. Even like when Topeka or whatever that like egg Pokemon Togepi. Comes in. Yeah, Togepi, I'm not into it. I go, I'm out.
How do you feel in the very first episode of Pokemon when at the end Ash looks up at the rainbow and he sees Ho-Oh from the Gold and Silver games? That's the giant a peacock Pokemon flying through the sky. Do you like that?
I kind of like that because it's like, Ash, your story's just beginning.
Uh-huh.
But I kind of don't like it because it's kind of like that. Like, we don't need that. We need like Zapdos. Like, we got magic birds. Like, we got like mythical birds. We don't need other ones.
Who's your crew right now? List them off.
Okay. My crew is kind of crazy.
Okay. Love it.
It's all three of the birds.
Whoa. Okay. We're talking Zapdos, Moltres, Articuno.
Yes.
So it's box. All three of the birds. And then it's Blastoise. No, that's not right. It's Bulbasaur.
Venusaur.
Yeah, it's Venusaur. And then Ditto.
Okay.
Okay.
And then Lapras.
My girl Lapras. That rocks.
I love Lapras. I gave her all the like jobs.
Yeah.
She's my like swimmer. She's my like
She's cutting.
she's cutting, she's swimming, she's like waterfalling, she's doing all my jobs.
Hell yeah.
Who's your favorite Pokemon?
I truly don't.
Come on.
I don't know. I don't like Pikachu, I know is one.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm surprised that
it's Detective Pikachu might be your favorite.
Yeah, that's why I say Detective Pikachu is my favorite every time, because that's the most. You're surprised at what?
I'm surprised it seems like this is an area of pop culture that just kind of missed you. Is that accurate?
It was a thing where like I was like a camp counselor when like. Like it was like very big with like the kids, and so it was like very much like I was like a junior camp counselor, and so it was
Soph is 20 years older than me.
Yeah. I was the bus driver. No, it was just like something that was very apparent where I was like, okay, this is like a couple years younger than me going on, but like I was at that age where it was like nothing, we can't go lower, we have to be into like adult culture, I suppose. So I let that one slide. And it
I'm
was just...
curious. So I love to play this game. I feel like there were like a couple years above me, it was all Power Rangers. And a couple years above that, it was all Turtles.
I was like big huge Turtles, huge G.I. Joe. I was like border Power Rangers, where I probably was even kids in my grade were Power Rangers, and I was like, I might have like hopped out a little early, but
okay,
I was like right around there.
Where was
the one Power Ranger killed his roommate with a sword?
I was adjacent. I was adjacent to that.
Good lord. How is it that I was into all of those?
Yeah,
I'm older than you. I mean, that's how.
Oh, that is how. Because I was like, I've been touched, but I have been influenced by all three of those things, I think.
Oh, for sure, because it goes down the tree. Like,
yeah.
You inherit like a sibling's toy.
Are we ever going to talk about Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
On here, no. But
I used to watch it at my cousin's house, the live action one.
You're not allowed to talk about it.
Yeah, we don't talk about that here.
Sorry. Hey, Tyler, cut that out.
No problem. Gladly. I recently played because I was a blue version kid. I was a freak with the blue version. Similarly, not my first video game, but it was one of the first ones, and my dad got me a copy of it. And my mom, they're divorced. I'm a child of divorce, of course.
Okay.
COD.
Mm-hmm. Cod King.
The Cod King.
Actually, I'm the Cod King now.
No, that nickname is taken.
Child of divorce. My mom would
You've
not
You said that before. We've never put that together. initials.
My mom would not let me bring my Game Boy out of the house, which is what it was for.
Yeah.
But she's also trying to protect you.
No, she just didn't want me to have fun at my dad's. It was like kind of that.
I didn't want to jump to that, but yeah. I was thinking that might be part of it.
It was that. And so I had to wait a whole weekend at my dad's just looking at the damn box. Didn't even have it. Couldn't wait to get back home. Happiest I ever was at my dad's house. And I was like, get me out of here. Get me back to my terrible mom's house.
So not let a Game Boy travel is really like denying it its primary use. This is travel entertainment.
She got better at it. We're divorced, I guess. She was back home playing Spyro. I couldn't play it.
I love Spyro.
Spyro's great.
I have to say, I also have some mom trauma related to Pokemon gaming.
Okay.
My mom got me the special yellow edition Pikachu Game Boy specifically for travel because we were going to fly to Japan in 1999 for my uncle's wedding. And it's like a long flight. I want to say 10 hours, something like that. I play Pokemon the whole time. Can't figure out how to beat Brock with a Pikachu. That took up most of the flight. We get there. I'm loving it. I'm in Japan playing Pokemon in the Pokemon heyday. Mm-hmm. I went to a Pokemon center in Japan. They had, I got a pack of Japanese trading cards. I got Steelix before he was announced. This is like the best time of my freaking life. But then what happens? I see in a storefront a video game I've never seen before. I've never heard of before. It's called Pokemon Green. Did you guys know about this?
Yeah.
This is the original version of Pokemon Blue in Japan.
Wow.
It was called Green, and it had Venusaur on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked my mom for it, and she said, no, you can't get it because you can't read Japanese.
She had a point.
She really did.
She had a point.
I told her that my friend Jack beat his copy of Pokemon Red without being able to read, which is true. And she still wouldn't give it to me.
Wow, this is huge trauma for you, bud.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, to put the hands on that.
Wow, I'm so, I had no idea.
And I never got a copy of a video game in a language I didn't speak and still can't speak.
Well, I think we can do it. We could help. The internet kind of.
We could get those little weirdos to program.
Who's the little weirdo?
The little people who built
that. Antonio Pigeon.
Yeah.
Antonio Pigeon.
His game's only in Bulgarian.
Yeah. I did forget to say that is. Yeah.
Oh.
And of course the Pikachu Game Boy, the famous Pikachu Game Boy, something I bought at 31 years old.
Respect. Mm-hmm.
I still have mine, but I don't have the back that holds the batteries in, so I just have tape on that part.
Okay, you can buy one online.
Are we fighting?
Yeah.
What was the one?
Well,
like
maybe
that?
I don't want to.
Was Pokemon Go like the thing that you like walked around with your phone? And,
I never did that, but yeah, people like walk around and like catch Pokemon.
When I moved to LA, I started working at a restaurant in LA, and like that's when Pokemon Go hit. And so like my first month in LA, it was just filled with people like coming into the restaurant, kind of like scoping it out for Pokemon Go.
Yeah,
and that's a real strong affinity or affiliation between myself and Pokemon.
Sure,
very tied to early LA.
I tried, but I only ever Pokemon go to the polls.
Wow. Well, a lot of good that did, Nick.
Yeah, no, my president won.
2016.
No, that's a joke.
My uncle's president won.
That's right.
My uncle went to January 6th.
No, did he?
Did you have a good time?
And my cousin.
They? Is this real?
Jess and Sophie, I understand that Pokemon Red is one of your favorite games, but have you ever been inside Pokemon Red?
Yeah.
I have not, but I can't wait to go.
Okay, one yes, one no. We thought you might say that. Tyler, did you happen to give them the package?
Yes, the last time I did your show at Nico's.
Mm-hmm.
Just Chomping.
Last time I did Just Chomping. I believe I gave you both a package.
Oh yeah, we got it over here.
And yeah, I told we didn't. Don't open it at all. This is a present, but don't open it.
Okay.
Tyler, did you know they were going to record together? Did you really need to give them two different ones?
No, I didn't. And there's no need to call it out.
Okay. yeah, so in those boxes, you have your own reactivator, which is a magical device that allows us to travel into any video game. And we were thinking that we could go into Pokemon Red right now.
Let's go.
I'm gonna catch you, damn it! Okay, just gotta find my ball here. Gotta find.
You will never be able to catch me.
Okay, just a second. It was here somewhere.
You cannot catch me with the puny Pokeball.
Okay, yeah, well, I'm pretty sure I have a better one than that. So, okay, it's not in here.
I don't see it.
Okay, you're not supposed to yet.
I'm inside your mind. You're bluffing.
Okay, all right. Well, in the meantime, I'll release a Pokemon.
Huh?
Bulbasaur.
Okay. Bulbasaur. All right, Bulbasaur, don't look.
I can't be. Why are you picking me?
Okay, grumpy as always. How about this? Just buy me some time. I gotta find my Master Ball.
Okay. Me too. This guy doesn't know what he's doing.
I could never be caught. I was created by scientists on Cinnabar Island.
Oh, good. No, he's just talking to himself.
Me too. I'm saying you don't have to worry about this guy. That's what I'm telling you.
Me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, Mewtwo.
Oh. Okay, so I just ignore you guys or what?
Well, Bulbasaur, you know.
Oh, Bulbasaur. Okay. Yeah, I feel what you're putting down. All right, I'm going to hang out in the back of the cave here. Just let me know if you guys figure out your stuff.
Absolutely.
Hey, what's up? It's me, Brock.
Brock! Dude, you gotta help me. I misplaced my Master Ball.
Yeah, we'll get to that real quick. But real quick, let's go down and pick up some girls.
No! Bulbasaur hates that.
Come on! You used to be my wingman, Bulbasaur.
No, Bulbasaur knows you're a good guy, Brock, and you just enjoy the girl. You just enjoy the girls.
I was a good guy until I realized I got this power.
You got a what?
I got this power. The girls love me.
Oh, Bulbasaur.
That's your name.
Cut to outside the club.
The club?
Yeah. Your name's Brock?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. I don't see you on the list.
Oh, it's
I thought you said you were going to be on the list.
I am. I'm on there. Is Joel in there?
Joel?
Yeah. He knows me. Yeah. I should be on the list.
I see a Joel Brockmire.
Yeah, that's me.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Part of the
he's IFC Mr. Brockmire. Learn it.
Mm-hmm.
Learn it.
What's okay. up, babe? I'm gonna order you the best drink.
The best drink?
Yeah. You hungry?
I'm starving.
What do you want? Chicken fingers?
I want chicken fingers, grilled cheese, everything. What do you guys got in there?
Chicken fingers, grilled cheese.
All beer. Right. Lucky. They got both the things you want.
I hear a pack of Snorlax is hangs out inside.
And there better not be a pack of Snorlax in there. Or else I'd be so mad.
Let me check real quick. Hang on.
It's just a bunch of sleeping Snorlaxes to super loud music.
This is why no one wants to be here at the club.
That's not your responsibility, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry, folks. We do have some sleeping Snorlaxes in there right now.
Damn. Do you got chicken nug tenders?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Here. Hey, chef.
Huh?
Can you whip up some chicken tendies real quick on the double?
For you?
No, Joel Brockmire's here.
The baseball announcer?
Yeah. He's funny. I'm going to ask him to do some Simpsons stuff in a minute.
Okay, cool.
I'll do all but one. I'll do all but one of my classic characters.
Oh, there's so many favorite characters I have on that show.
Disco Stew.
Yeah, let's hear some Disco Stew.
Disco Stew does not advertise.
What's going on?
I'm sorry, this Brockmire guy. There's just something about him.
That's the babe. Yeah, sorry. You were telling me something about, like, you were in a lot of trouble or something.
Yeah, I'm in a lot of trouble, and I'm just trying to get inside.
I'm sorry I cut you off. My girl's in a lot of trouble. She really needs to get inside.
I need to get inside. I need to eat a chicken tender, and I need to call my sister.
Someone's in trouble.
Detective Pikachu?
Yeah. Sorry, my ears were ringing. I was drinking a cup of coffee.
I'm trying to find my sister. She has gray hair, depending on some nerd's opinion on it, or blonde hair, and she's dark elf.
Oh, sort of a Laurel Yanny situation.
Absolutely.
Detective Pikachu, are you okay? You're breathing real hard.
Sorry, I put a little too much whiskey in my coffee.
Oh, no, that's the start of a bad habit, Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, well, you're as old as I am.
How old would you say? Mutant Ninja Turtle old?
Hey, you guys want to take this conversation inside?
We can come in?
Yeah, I'm holding
If we can come in, that's fine.
Go ahead. Thank I got the rope open.
So, Detective Pikachu, do you think you could help me find my sister?
Yeah.
Snorlax.
No, Snorlax, you're Snorlax. Up, clearly.
I'm asleep.
You're lying.
Roaring Lax.
Hey, is this a setup?
Huh?
Please, get down! Everybody get down! Shit. Detective Pikachu, the Snorlax SWAT team is here to support you, sir.
To support me?
Yes!
How so?
I got my gun drawn.
On who?
You.
On me?
Yes.
Be real careful, man. You got you seem to control your own fate.
We know you're dirty.
Deadpool walk comes into the room and kicks everybody's butt head to toe and has so many funny one-liners.
Ooh, ay, ay.
Donk. Dink.
And meet my nasty ball.
I haven't been pegged like this since Bonnaroo.
This Snorlax looks like Rosie O'Donnell.
Hey, Snorlax, don't do your own Deadpool jokes.
So I'm free to go?
Yes, sir. You're clear for now.
I need you to meet your number one fan.
My his number name one is, fan?
Yeah, his name is Antonio Pigeon.
Hi.
Antonio, say what you've always wanted to say to Detective Pikachu.
Just wanted to say, you're sus, dude. I'm a suspect?
That's right. You're going back to jail.
Going back? You'll never take me alive.
Cuts to Detective.
Detective Pikachu, if you can come in the booth real quick, the recording booth. Yeah, so we're just looking for some more different reads of this Frozen Dinner Encore. So the copy is for Taste and More. It's Encore. So well, here you go.
Okay, take a big swig of coffee here.
Whatever you need. We're cool over here.
Hey, boss, that doesn't look like coffee to me.
Shh. Hey, this is... We play a little bit differently, Dad.
Oh, okay. I'll keep my mouth shut.
Line
for Taste and More, it's Encore.
Yeah, we don't need any of that.
We can lose that. We can lose that.
Just a little stronger coffee than usual.
Okay, just stick to the line.
Yeah, we are cool, but if you throw up on that mic, we will charge you.
Okay, I haven't puked in years.
Don't
say things like that. Yeah. You're asking to puke. It's
the Sandlot effect. You gotta go.
Chicken fingers aren't sitting too well.
No. We don't want any personal fact about you.
Yeah, because.
Hey, Encore team, I'm a little confused. It seems like we had a lot of
audio from that recording, but you just use the take where he threw up into the microphone.
Mm-hmm. It's just crazy. How often do you just get to hear throw up?
Yeah.
And it is visceral.
It was so unique, we couldn't let it go.
I'm just worried that our viewers watching Pokemon TV, they're not going to understand because the brand name Encore doesn't appear in the ad.
Well, you and I both know that Pokemon isn't allowed to sell anything.
Get him. Get him. Get him. Get him.
You and I both know that.
You messed up. You messed up bad.
That in some countries, Pokemon doesn't play because it's it seems like it's a commercial and we're trying to sell things to kids and we're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
What's happening? I feel like you
and
think
we should
you're
have one
me.
Universal color for the games. No. When I was a kid, I went to Nova Scotia and I saw a copy of Pokemon Green that was actually called Pokemon Hazel and I wanted to buy it and my mom said no.
Oh my goodness. I'm sorry. That must have been really traumatic for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Everybody on the ground, it's a sting.
Oh, okay, my hands are up.
My belly is down.
What?
And I'm looking to party.
My belly is touching ground.
You don't need to do that.
He said, everybody get down. My belly is touching ground.
Yeah, but that sounds almost like more suspect. Like, sounds like you're doing something wrong.
No, don't say you're a suspect. They'll use anything against you.
One time, I met this kid.
Are you telling a story right now?
It humanizes you.
It humanizes you. I give you 5 facts about me and you won't kill me. One time I met this kid named Antonio Pigeon.
Antonio
Pigeon. This is a fact.
This is a fact. Another time, I met a woman. A third time, I realized I hated pickles.
Mm-hmm.
I can stand the smell of them. Wouldn't even try it.
Four.
And a fourth time, releasing.
Oh no, a master ball.
Boop, boop, boop. Click. Caught him. We don't have to worry about anything.
Oh, sunburn.
Wow. I was ready to throw this whole commercial in the trash, but when you caught Detective Pikachu with that Master Ball, I say we use it. Let's use the throw up.
I know you're going to have to pay extra for the ad spot. It's not traditional that you have a 3-minute commercial, but I think if you make it to the end, it's worth it.
We'll see. Cut to that night. He's watching TV with his family. Oh, hey, this is my commercial. This is the one I did. Everybody huddle up. Huddle up.
Okay.
Okay.
So you see, it's an image of Encore food.
Is he going to throw up, Dad?
It looks like he might throw
up. Dad, is he going to throw up?
Wait, there's a story. There's a whole story.
Oh, Dad.
It's taking you
Don't.
Oh. It's so close to his mouth.
Yeah, we're really pushing the microphone up into his mouth, trying to get him to say any lines at all. No, too close. That's me. That's me saying that from the recording booth.
Dad, I'm going to get sick. I'm going to get sick. And I'm wearing my good soccer jersey.
Dan, don't do it.
Dan, you've got to find another job. Your family's not proud of you.
But he loves the job, Mom.
What?
Your family is not proud of you.
God, my balls are chafing. Who am I, Deadpool?
Sophie Delaney and Jess Euler, thank you so much for coming on the show.
It was so much fun.
Thank you for having us.
What a pleasure it's been. We'll have to have you back. I know Jess will have you on at some point to do your 10 minutes of just asking Tyler and I about video games you want to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the meantime.
And Sophie, we'll have to have you on to talk about a Tony Hawk. We never done a Tony Hawk, I don't think. No, we did Underground.
We did one.
I saw one in the Instagram thread. I think there was Underground. I think you did one. You didn't do two, though.
We didn't do two.
We should definitely have you on to talk about a video game that you know about.
I like this version of it. It's fun.
But thank you both. Do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Jess and I have a podcast called Chompin with Sophie and Jess. You can get it in Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And we host a show at Nico's in Atwater Village the third Thursday of every month, 7 o'clock, called The Millie Millie Show.
Yeah. And I'd like to promote this podcast.
Yes.
Huh. Oh, you don't
we'll
have
use
to.
Our, we'll use our, no, we want to.
I'll use my voice how I'd like.
Okay. I just say you didn't have to. Yeah, you're more than welcome.
Yeah, we'll take it. I'm just happy to be here. And Soph is right about the things we're also promoting together.
Yes. Mm.
Do you guys have stuff you want to promote?
Yeah.
I like this podcast, Chompin'.
Hell yeah.
I did. I've heard a little bit myself. Okay. I did my research.
Wow.
Yeah. It was pretty okay, fun. And guess what? You were both talking about video games on there. And I did hear
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were. Yeah. I also picked my own nickname.
What is it?
The Glam Yankee.
Glam Yankee. That rocks.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much once more to Glam Yankee and Nasty Ball. You can follow me on X at @Nick_Costanza and @NickCostanza on everything else. You can follow the podcast at Reactivators on all the socials. And you can always rate us 5 stars on Apple Music. Tyler?
TylerDSCH on Instagram, Schnup69 everywhere else. This is a Patreon. We're a part of Super NPC Radio. A lot of good shows over there with our friends.
This has been another episode of Reactivators. See you next time.
Wow.